This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah. Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa natubu ilayh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlil fala hadiya lah. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Amma ba'd, ikhwani, akhawati, dear brothers and sisters, at times we as humans deal with some issues that are very difficult to solve. We feel helpless. We could be sometimes dealing with a sickness or a mental issue or a very difficult relationship within our family circles. And we feel that doctors are not able to do anything. Where we feel that family and friends are not able to provide any assistance. And at that time, some people might be depressed because they are not able to see light at the end of the tunnel. But as Muslims, maybe at that moment, we need to focus on the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to solve problems. We focus on the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give. He's the one who is able, who has the ability to make any positive change in our life. Yes, we are supposed to engage any tools and means that are available in this life for us. Al-akhdhu bil-asbab. We are supposed to do that. But we need to keep in mind that it is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which will make this positive change happen. And I know a person who has been dealing with a problem for a long period of time. But then suddenly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired him to repeat two famous expressions of dhikr, two statements, beautiful words of dhikr. And they include dua, both of them include dua, seeking Allah's help. The first one, حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. And the second one, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. This person was combining between these two in his time, free time. And then suddenly he felt that his problems could be solved with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was able to see light at the end of the tunnel. And here in this khutbah, I would like to focus on the excellence of the second one first. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. This beautiful statement that could be also recited in a different way. There is a longer version. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Which means there is no power nor strength except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And العلي العظيم means the lofty, the great. So this is a very powerful statement, is a very beautiful, expression of dhikr. And it is our practical way to express our belief and confirm our belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you think about our relationship with Allah as servants of Allah, we are Allah's creation. And our relationship with Him should be based on two things. Al-ibada wal-isti'ana. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we seek His help. Al-ibada is worship, al-isti'ana seeking Allah's help. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put these two principles, combined between these two principles in Surah Al-Fatiha, the most beautiful surah in the Qur'an. You know that a'zamu surah fil Qur'an here, Surah Al-Fatiha. The greatest surah in the Quran is Surah Al-Fatiha. And the greatest ayah in the Quran is Ayat al-Kursi. When we talk about Surah al-Fatiha is the greatest ayah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided to open the book with this surah. That's why it's called Fatiha al-Kitab, the opening of the book. And it is also called the Shafiya, the cure, Al-Kafiya, the sufficing one. And it has other names. And included these two concepts in the middle of Surah Al-Fatiha. In the middle of Surah Al-Fatiha, that's why some ulama, they said, هذه الآية قلب سورة الفاتحة. This is the essence of Surah Al-Fatiha. This is the heart of Surah Al-Fatiha. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. So this ayah defines our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You alone we worship. And we alone, and you alone, and you alone we seek help from. And we can seek help Allah in everything. Seek Allah's help in everything. You know, Rasulullah ﷺ, he said, if you don't have shoes, you can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you shoes, right? You can make dua for anything. Of course, it's always better to focus on al-akhirah and Jannat al-Firdaus. And you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you to become a better Muslim and to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a better way. But you are allowed to ask for anything you want as long as it is halal and it doesn't include the cutting of ties of kinship, qati'at al-rahim. But Rasulullah s.a.w. has taught us some simple ways that we can use them in our life. And this sunan should be guiding principles. If we focus on them, then we become familiar with this term, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. We can use it in other areas of our life. So he taught us a sunnah when repeating with the muadhin. When the muadhin is making the adhan, we repeat with the muadhin. We say everything with him, word by word, exact words. Except when he says, حي على الصلاة, حي على الفلاح, come to prayer, come to success. What do we say? We say لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. We don't repeat the same words. So it is like saying, Ya Allah, I know, this the importance of this call, but I need your help. I need your assistance to be in the masjid with the jama'ah. I know what you are saying, Ya Muadhin, but I need Allah's help to be there in the masjid. That's why you say لا حول وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. There is no power nor strength except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a different area of our life, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us a beautiful dua that we say when we leave the house. And he promised that if you recite this dua, you will be protected. And you need to teach this dua to your children, ya akhwan, if you want them to be protected. Sometimes we tend to feel safe when everything is fine and dandy. We feel safe. Like you have a job, you have your car, your family is doing fine. We don't pay attention to the importance of these supplications or being connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a daily basis. I know someone, I went to the hospital to visit him because he was dealing with a very difficult situation within his family. And he told me something a couple of years ago here in Calgary, but I will never forget what he said. It's a hikmah. It's a wisdom that I learned it from this man. He said, Ya Imam, we always hear about stories happening in other families, in other places. And we tend to feel that these things will never come to our house until it hits home, until it hits you. And then you start dealing with it. He said, we forget. We feel safe sometimes. That nothing is happening. We're doing fine. I have my job. I have my business. My children are doing fine. So we feel there is no need to communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for his help and protection. But Rasulullah s.a.w., who was well protected, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him. Wallahu ya'simuka minan nas. Allah said in Surah Al-Ma'idah, Allah will suffice you against people. So this is a promise from Allah to his messenger that he will be protected, right? And yet, whenever he would leave his house, he would say this dua in different ways. There are shorter version and a longer version. But if we memorize today the shorter version, that would be enough, because it includes لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. So he said, when a man goes out from his house and says, بسم الله توكلت على الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. This is a shorter version. What will happen? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, it will be said, يقال له. He didn't tell us who will say this statement. But we know that we are surrounded with angels, and we could be sometimes surrounded with shayateen. Both are around us, we don't see them. Right? And this hadith, Rasulullah included malaika and shayateen. Both of them were reacted. Will react to the statement of this person when he leaves his house. When he says, Bismillah, in the name of Allah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, I have placed my trust in Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, and there is no power nor strength except with Allah. What will happen? He said, it is said, it will be said, yuqalu lahu. But most of the ulama, they said, an angel will say, you make this statement, kufita wa hudita wa wuqit. Kufita wa hudita wa wuqit. So an angel will say, you have been sufficed, you have been guided, you have been protected. Look at this beautiful gift, three beautiful gifts. By just saying this short dua when you leave your house, you have been granted guidance and protection and sufficiency. And then another version of this hadith, a shaitan will have a conversation with another shaitan. فالشيطان يقول لشيطان آخر كيف لك برجل قد كفي وهدي ووقي. What can you do to a man? Basically, you cannot harm him. He's protected. He's fully protected. And I'm sure that you want yourself to be, you want this protection and this guidance, and you want your children to be protected. So it's a simple dua that we are supposed to use. And the reason we're talking about it, because it includes this beautiful statement, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفرونا وغفور رحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. On a different occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam talked to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari about the excellence of this statement. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari was traveling with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he felt that he should be reciting this beautiful statement, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted to show him the beauty and the power of this statement. He said, ألا أدلك على كنز من كنوز الجنة. Shall I inform you about a treasure from the treasures of Jannah? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very precise here. He used the term treasure, kenz in Arabic. Kenz is a very special term. We use it in Arabic when we talk about a quantity of precious, you know, items, gems, or valuable objects. Even money, sometimes we don't call it kenz. Someone might have a big amount of money, like say $1 million in the bank, you don't call it kenz. But if you have this small quantity of old objects that are very expensive, gems, precious stones, this is what we call kenz in Arabic. So the ulama said Rasulullah ﷺ used the word kenz because he wanted to indicate something. That the person who recites this statement in this dunya will have a special reward in Jannah. It's a special reward. We don't know this, the nature of this reward. But Rasulullah ﷺ called it kenz. So we know what is kenz in dunya, but we don't know what is kenz in al-akhirah. There is a big difference between the two. There is a big difference. There is no doubt about it. So here Rasulullah ﷺ is very careful. He used the term kenz in this hadith. In a different story, he told another sahabi, أَلَا أَدُلُّكَ عَلَى بَابٍ مِّنْ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ. Shall I tell you about one of the gates of Jannah? a gate from the gates of Jannah, and he said, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We know some ibadat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, you know, dedicated or appointed a specific gate for this ibadat. So which means that the people who get engaged and involved in this ibadah in this dunya, they will be able to enter to Jannah through this gate. But then, for example, when we talk about Siyam, it's very common, people are familiar with the name of the gate. For Sa'imeen, for those who fast, it is called the Rayyan. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that this statement, beautiful statement, has a specific gate on the Day of Judgment, and only those who frequently recite this term will be able to enter through this gate. The second statement that I started my khutbah with, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. It is enough, ya akhwan, to know, to remind ourselves, if we want to talk about the excellence of this statement, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil, which means Allah is enough for me, Allah is sufficient for me, and He is the best disposer of affairs. It is enough to know that the hadith, to remember the hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu in Sahih al-Bukhari, in which he said, آخر كلمة قالها إبراهيم عليه السلام عندما ألقي في النار كانت حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل. So Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he said the last word that was uttered by Ibrahim alayhi salam when he was thrown in the fire was حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل. Allah is sufficient for me and He is the best disposer of affairs. And we know what happened to Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was saved from the fire. He was not hurt. Nothing happened to him. The fire was safe and was made cool for him. And he was fine. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from that community, and he was able to make hijrah to the area of Sham. So it's enough to remind ourselves about this hadith if we want to know the power of this statement. There are stories about people who use this statement and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them from difficult issues. We don't need to talk about stories. It's enough to know, as I said, this beautiful hadith that the last word Ibrahim said was حسبي الله ونعم الوكيل when he was thrown in the fire. If we add to these two terms, istighfar and as-salat ala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we hope inshallah, and you should hope, that our problems will be solved bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We need to keep in mind that this life is not perfect. This life is not perfect. It will never be perfect. It will never be perfect. But if we engage ourselves with dhikr and dua, the problems, the intensity of the problems will be less, will be reduced, right? We'll be able to manage. Because everyone will face problems and issues in this life. This is a rule, a basic rule in this life. No one will have a perfect life in this dunya. Perfect life is in Jannah. That's it. Al-maslaha al-mahdha la tujad illa fil Jannah. There is no harm in Jannah at all. But this dunya is mixed between good and bad. And Allah told us about it. And we're being tested. So now the best way to manage these difficult issues is that you keep seeking Allah's help on a regular basis. Even when you are doing fine, even when you feel that everything is good in your life, Rasulullah ﷺ said, مَنْ صَرَّهُ أَنْ يَسْتَجِيبَ اللَّهُ لَهُ عِنْدَ الشَّدَائِدِ فَلْيُكْثِرْ مِنَ الدُّعَاءِ فِي الرَّخَاءِ. He said, anyone who wishes, who wants Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to answer his dua when he is dealing with a hardship, he should increase his dua during good times. Why? This is something very important. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He wants you to remember Him all the time. He doesn't want you to remember Him only when you face a problem. There is a big difference. We humans, we don't like it when someone calls or comes to visit only when he needs help. We don't like it. It's part of our nature. We hate it. When someone calls, only when he says, when he needs help. But if someone is checking on you all the time on a regular basis, That's a true friend. You feel like this person is genuine. Yeah, he's sadiq, he's truthful about his relationship. And the same thing, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى, the same thing applies to our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يوفقنا لكل خير. اللهم اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم ارحم ضعفنا واجبر كسرنا ويسر أمرنا. ردنا جميعا إلى كتابك وسنة نبيك عليه الصلاة والسلام. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. والحمد لله رب العالمين. Please keep seated.